Water UV shielding in the terrestrial planet forming zone. Implications for carbon dioxide emission, by Arthur D. Bossman et al. Carbon dioxide is an important tracer of the chemistry and physics in the terrestrial planet forming zone. Using a thermochemical model that has been tested against the mid-infrared water emission, we reinterpret the CO2 emission as observed with Spitzer. We find that both water UV shielding and extrachemical heating significantly reduce the total CO2 column in the emitting layer. Water UV shielding is the more efficient effect, reducing the CO2 column by approximately 2 orders of magnitude. These lower CO2 abundances lead to CO2 to H2O flux ratios that are closer to the observed values, but CO2 emission is still too bright, especially in relative terms. Invoking the depletion of elemental oxygen outside of the water midplane ice line more strongly impacts the CO2 emission than it does the H2O emission, bringing the CO2 to H2O emission in line with the observed values. We conclude that the CO2 emission observed with Spitzer IRS is coming from a thin layer in the photosphere of the disk, similar to the strong waterlines. Below this layer, we expect CO2 not to be present except when replenished by a physical process. This would be visible in the KARAT-13 CO2 spectrum as well as certain KARAT-12 CO2 features that can be observed by JWST MIRI. This was Water UV Shielding in the Terrestrial Planet Forming Zone. Implications for Carbon Dioxide Emission, by Arthur D. Bossman et al.